The Guardian.
Well, it's potentially a very serious problem for Musharraf. His party has suffered a very comprehensive drubbing at the polls. Their support, their numbers in the parliament have reduced by about two-thirds. What this means for Musharraf himself is that now he's faced with a very hostile parliament dominated by his two great rivals, Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party and Nawaz Sharif. He, of course, is the former prime minister who was ousted by Musharraf in 1999. That's the coup that brought Musharraf to power originally. So there's a great rivalry between these two men. Sharif is the man who has really surprised in this election. His party has done better than expected. And he's going into this parliament saying that he's looking to have Musharraf's political head, effectively. He says that he wants him to be dismissed.
Right, so that'll be on the agenda then, really, if this coalition is formed. They could call for him to be impeached.
Well, there is a provision where the opposition can impeach the president of Pakistan if they have a two-thirds majority. Now, as things stand at the moment, Sharif's and Bhutto's party don't command that two-thirds majority, but if they were to rope other smaller parties in with them, it would be a very real possibility. And the other thing is that Sharif is calling for the reinstatement of the judges who were fired by Musharraf when he imposed a state of emergency last November. At a press conference here in Lahore yesterday, Sharif said that he hoped that those judges would be reinstated as soon as possible and that they would be the ones who would rule on the validity of Musharraf's presidency. So clearly he's seeing that as another way to rid himself of Musharraf effectively.
Do you think a coalition would help bring stability to the country?
Well, what it would do is it would herald the return effectively of civilian politics. Even though there's been a civilian government here for the last 5 years, it's been very much dominated by the figure of Musharraf. And now we're seeing that his powers are greatly diminished. He's no longer the head of the military. And what people here say is that if there was a civilian, if there was a stable coalition government at least, it would be something that has the backing of the people and that that would provide the sort of political backbone that's needed to tackle some of the very pressing problems facing Pakistan, such as economic difficulties, but also the fight against Islamist militants, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters, who are making so much trouble along the Afghan border.
What will a weak Musharraf mean for the war on terror? I mean, he's obviously a key ally in the region for Britain and the US.
Well, that's certainly a question that's preoccupying the Americans in particular at the moment. They're still behind Musharraf, ostensibly, but have shown some signs of distancing themselves from him, or at least for preparing for a post-Musharraf scenario. We've seen a number of visits here over the last month from very senior US officials, the head of the CIA, the chief of the military, the top-serving army general, and they have come notably not particularly to see Musharraf, but see his successor, General Kiani. So they're very much sending the signal that they think that they can do business with Kiani in prosecuting the war on terror. The original idea was that Musharraf would provide some sort of political support and a link between the civilian government and the military in prosecuting that fight against militancy. But it's really not clear at the moment whether Musharraf will be able to deliver on that side of the bargain.
What have people on the ground actually been saying to you about this? Has there been a change in the atmosphere there, have you sensed, now that it looks like a new government might soon be in power?
Well, there's been fantastic scenes of jubilation on the streets from the supporters of the opposition parties, even though the polls had showed that Bhutto and Sharif were going to do very well in this election. There was a tremendous sense of apprehension coming up to this poll. There were worries about violence on polling day, that there would be suicide bombs in particular, and there were worries that if the opposition rejected the result, that there would be unrest on the streets. Now, thankfully, neither of those two things have happened, so there is a fantastic sense of relief here. Going forward into the negotiations, this is a scenario that Pakistan has seen several times before, and I think people are probably a little bit less enthusiastic about that. They know that the horse trading that goes on between their politicians is sometimes I think a little bit unsavoury, and politicians don't have a very strong reputation here. But in general, there is a sense of optimism. There's also a sense of, I think, happiness that that people's negative perceptions of Musharraf and of his party have been reflected through a popular vote, and that's seen as a very positive thing.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.